From the Heart, January 2. Watch and pray. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. Our Redeemer perfectly understood the wants of humanity. He who condescended to take upon himself human nature was acquainted with our weakness. Christ lived as our example. He was tempted in all points as we are, that he might know how to succor all who should be tempted. Christ took upon himself our infirmities, and in the weakness of humanity he needed to seek strength from his Father. He was often to be found in earnest prayer, in the grove, by the lakeside, and in the mountains. He has enjoined upon us to watch and pray. It is the neglect of watchfulness and close searching of heart that leads to self-sufficiency and spiritual pride. Without a deep sense of our need of help from God, there will be but little earnest, heartfelt prayer for divine aid. Unceasing watchfulness is a great help to prayer. The one whose mind loves to dwell upon God has a strong defense. Such a one will be quick to perceive the dangers that threaten the spiritual life, and a sense of danger will lead that person to call upon God for help and protection. There are times when the Christian life seems beset by dangers, and duty seems hard to perform. But the clouds that gather about our way, and the perils that surround us, will never disappear before a halting, doubting, prayerless spirit. At such times, unbelief says, "We can never surmount these obstructions. Let us wait until we can see our way clearly." But faith courageously urges in advance, hoping all things, believing all things. The prayer may well be offered daily by those who have the fear of God before them, that He will preserve their hearts from evil desires and strengthen their souls to resist temptation. The Word of God exhorts us to be found praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance. And again, "Be ye therefore sober, and watch unto prayer." Here is the Christian safeguard, their protection amid the perils that surround their pathway.